This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires.
Swing and a miss, Greg Lee. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
It is hour number two. I'm pausing for dramatic fashion. 56,
this is unbelievable.
54, Illinois, the 24th ranked team in the country in hoops against the 10th ranked team in the country in Coach Izzo, Michigan State. Michigan State just came down two, and drew a foul. CT Betts, you have the money line on Illinois.
0.2 seconds left here.
Is this like fun for you from a gambling standpoint? Is this fun? Like you want him to hit this free throw and then miss the second one, and you win?
I want him to miss that one right there. Let's go. There it is.
Is that fun for you?
Now that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, now it's a lot of fun. But you're sitting there going, I gamble this game and he just fouled him with no time left?
Especially before we start the show. I have Illinois, they're up 14 at half, and it's like, then you check the score, we're halfway done. It's just, that's unbelievable. That's gambling, though. It's gambling.
Gambling is fun for about, I would say, let me say this. Gambling is fun probably about 20% of the time.
That's it?
80% of the time, it is beyond stressful work. Like, it's brutal. Put a percentage on gambling is fun.
Like, put it this way, right? I had a really good football season this year.
Yeah.
Last year, I did not have a very good season.
Good.
It sucked, right?
Okay.
And so this year, it's been for the most part, a really good time.
Yep.
And especially when you're hitting your big games. That obviously helps.
And then you have the social media aspect. And you
for
get
sure.
Everybody patting you on the back saying, brilliant, I'm riding you.
Yeah.
You're making people money. You feel good. But when you're not good, it sucks.
And trust me, it's not roses like this year that I had all the time. Not even close.
It's not for anybody.
And anybody that tells you that it is a liar.
They tell you about all the wins, but they don't tell you about
correct.
The losses.
Absolute liar. All right. We got a good hour or two coming up.
You feel good about this?
Yeah, I think we should be all right. I think.
Can I put the other game back? Because I was betting on the other game.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Coming up next from 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston, good friend of the show, does the over-under gambling show. Dan Lifshatz is on the Progressive Guest Line. Keep it right here.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
Let's get right to it. Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Friend of the show, he co-hosts from time to time from 98.5, the Sports Hub here in Boston. That's where we are. From the Over-Under show, Dan Lifshatz is online. Hey, Dan, welcome back to the Diehards. Thanks for joining us, pal. We miss you.
Of course, fellas. I'll be there. I'll be there next week. I apologize. I'll be there next week.
All right, so we brought a lot of Viva Seltzers tonight, and we know you like the Viva Seltzers, so we just want to make sure that you're coming next week because we'll save some for you. If not, CT Betts, Mike Mateo in the live studio audience, myself, we're going to drink them all tonight. So you coming next week?
I am 1,000% coming next week.
Love it.
I want my seltzers, man. Are you kidding me?
All right. Hey, man, talk about this weekend. Everyone talks about how great of a weekend it was. We know the games, three games decided by 3 points and field goals, or 3 points in general, we should say, because one of them wasn't a field goal. And then the overtime, 6-point win, Kansas City, ridiculous game. Fun weekend, great weekend, best weekend of football. But from a gambling standpoint, I've been asking this on the show and talking about this on the show all night long. If you were on the wrong side of a lot of these games, 2, 3, even 4 of these games, from a gambling perspective, does it skew your thought process of the greatest weekend of all time in the NFL because you lost money, and you know what? It stinks.
I guess it depends on how long you've been doing it for. It can absolutely be tilting. Like, you know what I mean? You all of a sudden you have Buffalo, and then Kansas City scores, and then Buffalo scores back with 13 seconds, and then Kansas City scores again. 1,000%. It can be absolutely tilting.
Yep.
So look, I think you need a big pair of cojones, and I think you just kind of have to stick with it and know that if you're getting the right, if you're getting, you know, if the bet was right but the result was wrong, at least you know you're at least, you know, somewhat close. So stick with the process. But if you're just wrong, you know, then you're just wrong. But I think this weekend was, it's really tough to be wrong coming from this weekend.
But see, CTBets wants to hop in here, and I just want to jump in quickly. I love that you say that if the bet was right but it was wrong. I do that all the time. Like, I feel like I had the right side of it, but it was wrong. No, don't get me wrong. I'm wrong a real lot. I stink at gambling. I get it. But I feel like, I feel like Dan, there in CTBets, there are times where I feel like I had the right bet. It just was the wrong play. And I know people don't, that doesn't make sense to me. But you just said that to me. I'm like, I'm glad you said that because I feel that way. I was the right way. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a process, man. Like, there's a lot of people. Look, the best people in the world, they have cold, you know, they have cold streaks, they have losing streaks, and you have to stick with the process. If you tinker or adjust too much from what's been working, then that's, I mean, you're going to lose way more than if you stuck with your process. I mean, again, the Tampa Bay under, I felt like for a good portion of that game that it was the wrong side, and then later on I was like, oh, this is the right side. You know, sorry, I felt earlier it was, you know, it was the right side, and it was the wrong side.
Sure.
But late in that game, I was like, ah, you know, this should be a winner. And it just, you know, obviously it wasn't, but like to me, the process, it felt right. It felt like it should be. I had the Bulls last night. That was a killer. You know, again, the results are close. Sometimes you just got to stick with what you know.
Dan, I wanted to, we're going to get into these games, championship week, obviously, in a couple minutes here, but I wanted to still dwell on last week, right? Sunday night, obviously, that was probably the best game I've ever seen in my 37 years alive. Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills. The Chiefs was the biggest play I made all year, pretty much a pick 'em game. And after the game, I got into a fight with my good friend, Kelly Stewart, Kelly in Vegas, because she bet the Bills. I had the Chiefs. We bet each other as well as we bet multiple other people.
What did you win?
I won a couple shekels from her.
Oh, you see, it was money. I thought it was like a
money.
Lunch bet or something.
No, we put some money on
it. Good for you.
And she comes on, and she's texting in our group text and then also tweeting that, you know, it was the luckiest bet I've won all year. And I'm like, you know what? I had a few beers that day, Dan, but then I went back, and I started watching the highlights and everything. I'm like, okay, did everybody forget that the Bills didn't lead that game? They took the lead 7-0, and then they didn't lead again until a minute and 52 seconds left in the game, not to mention on a 4th and 14.
Which was a terrible play, by the way. The cornerback fell down.
Correct. And so I'm like, you know what? No, I didn't get lucky here. And then, you know, she's talking about the overtime and this and that. Oh, Josh Allen didn't get a chance to take the ball.
Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I picked the winner in a pick 'em game. I don't think I got lucky. And I know you had the Chiefs as well. So I wanted to bring that up, see what you thought on that.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're lucky. And look, I think you can make a case for both sides being the right side in that game. That game was so back and forth. It felt like whoever had, you know, basically 30 seconds left was going to win. It happened to be 13 instead of 30. But no, I mean, you definitely didn't have the wrong side. It was as close to the game as you can possibly get. Like, handicapping it, whoever won, yeah. I mean, you can make an argument for either side. So you can say you were unlucky, but the Chiefs were the better team, in my opinion. I thought they deserved it more. I thought that, you know, the Bills, you know, again, let's also not forget that when the Bills gave the ball back, if Tyreek Hill doesn't sprint down and score a touchdown there and put up his peace sign, like, Kansas City may be able to get, you know, he stops with a three, Kansas City might just be able to walk in, you know, with 20 seconds left. So
Great point. I
do think that, you know, Kansas City, in my opinion, was the right curse side. But I think you make a case for both. But you should definitely not feel lucky about Kansas City. If anything, I think Buffalo should be lucky for the way that, you know, the fact that they even got to overtime, to be perfectly honest with you.
I'm with you on that. I'm glad we cashed that ticket. That's enough for dwelling on last weekend. Let's get to
You just wanted to stick it to Kelly.
I mean,
Vegas.
Not like she's she's not going to hear this right now anyway, so it's all right. All right, Dan, let's get into these because this is a game I'm having trouble. I haven't pulled the trigger here yet. AFC Championship, Cincinnati Bengals riding high at Kansas City. number sits right now. Kansas City minus 7.
By the way, I'm probably stupid. I pulled the trigger and bought it down to 6.5 and bet Kansas City huge. That's just what I do. I'm probably stupid, but I'm sorry. Go ahead. You keep asking the question. Go ahead.
No problem. Dan, I'm seeing some offshore books. It's ticking up here. I think it's going to go to 7.5. I'm seeing Bet Online 7.5. If it goes to 7.5 where I could get it available, I'm probably going to pull the trigger on the Bengals. Could see this being maybe a backdoor game, but haven't done anything with it yet. Total sitting at 54. Wanted to hear your thoughts on the AFC Championship here.
Yes, this one's really tough for me because I do think that you can make a legitimate argument for Cincinnati at 7.5, which is the way the line appears to be moving. I got to be honest, this feels like a side you almost have to do. If you really like a teaser on the other side, you know, you can do it with that. But I think if you have a book that maybe allows you to do open teasers, I really don't hate if you still have a book with Kansas City minus seven, you can get Kansas City -1 on an open teaser slot. I am concerned with the revenge factor. I mean, that is a legitimate angle, and I know that Kansas City absolutely has something ready for Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, they feel a certain way about him after they torched him. They've already been talking about it this week. So, to me, there is absolutely a revenge factor, and almost feels like an anger from Kansas City. They're playing by far their best football I've seen the playoff season. I do think that at 7.5, you can make an argument for Cincinnati and Joe Burrow and potential backdoor. But man, I find it really, really hard to believe that Cincinnati is going to beat this Kansas City team twice, and especially in Arrowhead.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Kansas City is going to win the game. But if it does tick up,
hopefully by 7,
might pull the trigger. We'll see what happens there. We're going to move on to the late night game. Late night when it's 6:30 Eastern, NFC Championship. And that's when San Francisco 49ers, who they've beaten the Rams twice already this
year,
which is wild.
It's unbelievable.
Go into the Rams here. Rams have taken some money. And number sits at Rams, -3.5, and the total looks like 46 flat across the board here. What are you thinking for the NFC Championship, Dan?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm kind of going to be a Rams backer here, and I'll kind of give you a reason why. But,
sure.
You know, everyone says, you know, the Niners are 6-0 in their last six against the Rams, obviously true. But four of those games didn't have Matt Stafford. And I just look back at the last game and how that game unfolded. And to say that San Francisco is lucky to even be in the playoffs is not, you know, that I don't feel that's necessarily wrong. Like,
yeah.
I feel the Rams had to play almost a disaster of a fourth quarter for San Francisco to kind of get back in that game and, you know, get in the playoffs and win that game. I think the Rams, you know, the second time around will play better. I will tell you this, though. I'm not going to be on the Rams full game. I would lean first half. They have been a disaster in the second half in the last couple weeks. And I got to be honest with you, Sean McVay has been very sketchy down the stretch. I hated the timeout call on the fourth down play in Tampa there. So I'm thinking about and leaning Rams first half, to be honest with you, if I'm looking at a side.
Dan Lifshatz, again, you're looking at these two games, and it's getting to crunch time where – then we just have the big game at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, and then that's it. Do you take a little bit of a break? Do you slow down on gambling, or you just say, hey, you know what? Keep the camera on me. I'm quick, and you plunge on basketball and hockey a little bit more.
Oh, no, there's no time to stop, man. I mean, you have conference tournaments coming
up. Dude, I love you.
conference tournaments coming up, man. And then right after that, we're in the March Madness. NBA,
yep.
I mean, again, once we kind of hit the All-Star break, it's a mad day. You got the trade deadline, the All-Star break. You got, like, this crazy mad dash, man. And
yep.
It's just
yep.
there's no slowing down. And then once that all kind of settles, guess what? We're in the baseball season, and we're doing strikeout props and first fives, and yeah, there's no off season of money ever.
Hey man, keep up the good work on 98.5 The Sports Hub, the Over Under Show with Joey Murray. We love listening to the show. We are P1s, which means we love the show. Keep up the great work, and you'll be here next Tuesday with CT Betts holding down the fort. Okay, pal.
Absolutely, boys. I'll see you next Tuesday.
And I just apologize. There's going to be no Viva Celtics because I'm going to drink them all tonight.
That's okay. I understand.
All right. There he is.
He's the best right there.
Dan Lifshatz joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. Quote Buy and Save on home insurance. And Progressive's new home quote Explore only at progressive.com. Another timeout when we return. Another friend of the show, co-host of the show, best in the business from DraftKings, content provider, Unreasonable Odds Podcast, Mr. Julian Edlow joins us next. Keep it right here. It is the Diehards.
This is the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
Let's get back to it. The Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quotes at progressive.com. Today, good friend of the show, content provider for DraftKings, hosts the Unreasonable Odds podcast on DraftKings, Mr. DraftKings himself, Julian Edlow. What's up, buddy?
Just living the dream. I was excited for the Celtics game tonight, and I haven't watched a second of it because when I turned it on, they were up like 30.
I'm just wondering what the highest margin of victory is in the NBA because they're up 47 points right now. I mean, 50 now with that three-pointer. What is the highest margin of victory in the NBA? Because they might be trying to set a record here.
It's a question for the Google machine, but I do not recall one over 50 this season. I don't know. There's a 50-pointer every year. There's one every year.
All right, fair enough. Hey, man, how you hitting them lately? You doing all right?
Up and down. Honestly, like my theory on divisional weekend, I mean, first of all, just sports fans, what a weekend. That was the best set of games we've ever had.
We all agree.
But, like, looking back on the games, I think the only game that I would say for sure, like, you were definitely on the right side is if you bet the Rams. And you still almost lost if you bet the Rams.
Sure.
But that was, like, the only right read. The Bengals, probably the right call. But that was just all Tannehill puking on himself. You get 9 sacks and you still find a way to lose that game. That was all Tannehill. So I think that was very close. The Packers seemed to be covering the whole game. Fall apart, special teams cost him 10 points, and then the Bills-Chiefs game literally came down to a coin flip. So I wound up going 1-3. I was on all the favorites. I was on the chalk. That's fine. But just recapping the weekend, it's like, I don't know if you can feel comfortable with anything unless you were on the Rams, maybe.
Julie, you've been doing this a long time, and CT Betts, you as well. And again, from the gambling world, the gambling perspective, greatest weekend in the NFL history, blah, blah, blah. And you talk about how unbelievable these games were. Do you chalk this weekend up as like, you know, hey, you know what? This was a different weekend. It was a remarkable weekend. It was not one we've ever seen before in our life. So you know what, Julian, you said you went 1-3. But you know what? Who cares? But you say, you know what? It was different. It's never happened before. I'm just going to move on.
No, I want to win.
Okay. Look,
it was fun. It was fun. I had the Chiefs, so I got a little cherry on top at the end of the weekend.
Fair enough.
I want to win.
I know. I was trying to help you out there, man.
Well, the Chiefs was it was a nice way to end the weekend. That's for sure. We'll dive into these games here in a second on Sunday. But I wanted to get your take here because I bounce a lot of college hoop stuff off of you, and we got a great game tonight at 11 o'clock Eastern. Arizona travels into UCLA, and Arizona is laying 2.5. Just saw a 3 pop up.
Three.
I wanted to get your take here and see if you had an opinion and if you were playing this one. This is the late night special, but also a great game to watch.
Yeah, I haven't played this one. Been up and down in college hoops. Went on a little run where I think 0-5, couldn't hit one. Came back and went on a 4-1 stretch. I had my one college bet tonight. I had my Rhode Island Rams. They went up 15 in a pick'em. They went up 15 at home, lost to the Richmond Spiders. College hoops is wild. I think just go back to – sometimes you have to go back to, like, what was the perception before the season? I know what Arizona has turned out to be. They're unbelievable. but you're going to give me three with UCLA at home in this huge Pac-12 game. You know, a team that we know has Final Four type of capabilities. Arizona still has to prove that to us, even though they've been so impressive. I haven't bet it. I do lean to UCLA. I know Arizona's a popular side, but laying these points on the road is tough.
All right. Well, there you go, Pep.
You on Arizona?
Yeah, you ask him questions. I'm putting bets in.
I was going to tell Julian that Pep's over there, and he's plugging away on his machine. So it looks like he's might be joining you.
Don't worry about it.
I have not done anything with that.
You
with
ask
that
him
game.
Questions. I'm just putting bets in over here. Don't leave me alone.
I wanted to give you another hoops question because it's been frustrating for me. I haven't really dove in to much hoops yet because it's just been frustrating with, like, the whole COVID situation and injuries. And you know what I mean? And it's just tough to handicap. And I'm hoping as we get closer to, like, the conference tournaments and obviously March Madness, I hope they lighten up a little bit. The Pac-12 has been brutal. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I had a game, I think it was Stanford-Washington, that I had bet. I think I even bet the total on it. And it was like a 45-minute delay. They're out on the court, and they're saying they're waiting on a test, but everybody's walking around. They're shooting. It's just – and it's like – and then they rule a guy out a minute before tip. It's just so hard to handicap the games right now.
College is a lot harder than professional. I would say that goes for everything, but we're talking basketball. So, like, the NBA, you know, you're going to get that alert right away.
Sure.
Like we at DK Live, like, literally part of my job is to get that information from the team injury reports as soon as they come out, and we put them out on Twitter. So, like, we know everything. It's in front of you. You can work with it. So you're right. College has been really frustrating. It's hard to get that news. It's hard to figure out what's going on. Sometimes the teams come out and there's just a guy not in uniform. So yeah,
the Celtics are up 60 points. By the way, I just wanted to throw that out there. Sorry, go ahead.
It's at 60.
60.
Jesus Christ! All right. Well, I don't have. I maybe play some alternate lines there tonight. I don't have any of those. But yes, I hope come the conference tournaments and come March Madness. I know, you know, CT, you and me, like, that's one of my favorite times of the
Absolutely.
Year. Probably my favorite time of the year. And it just won't be as fun if you, you know, lose a big bet because of some of that news or just
yep.
don't feel as comfortable. You know, we got to make small bets the whole tournament because it's just not there. That would stink. But, yeah, so, I mean, my biggest edge right now, my bigger plays have come in the NBA where the news comes right in front of you and you just kind of roll with it.
Well, let's go to the NFL here because we got three big ones left, starting with the AFC Championship.
We've got about a minute and a half
on
here,
Sunday.
Guys.
We got to fire these yep. off real quick. Cincinnati at Chiefs, Chiefs minus 7, total around 54. What are you thinking?
Magic is over for the Bengals. They're going into Arrowhead, Joe Burrow. This is going to be – I love Joe Burrow, but this is going to be, you know, those Bulls teams that lost to the Pistons and that type of thing, you got to get through it. Chiefs are going to win big in that game.
Agree.
Okay, NFC Championship, 6:30 Eastern. Rams at home. It's ticked up to 3.5 now to the Niners. Total sits at 46.5.
God, I don't. All I'm going to do is tease the Niners with the Chiefs because I think 9.5 is going to be too many, but I don't know if I can play the spread. What do you got, CT? Where are you at?
Rams is my best bet of the week. I played three Rams? This morning. Yeah.
All right. There it is. They're the better team. They haven't won a game off them this year, but they're the better team.
Yep. Makes me like it a little bit more.
Julian, so before we let you go, talk about the Unreasonable Odds podcast and what does DraftKings have to offer. Go.
Yeah, we put out an episode today, interviewed Johnny Avello, director of DraftKings Sportsbook, got his look, and we'll have another episode out on Thursday.
Awesome.
Julian, keep up the good work. We'll talk to you next week, pal.
All right, thanks, guys. Good luck this weekend.
DraftKings, friend of the show, content provider, Unreasonable Odds podcast, Mr. Julian Edlow, hanging out with the diehards here on the Progressive Guest Line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance of Progressive's new home. Quote, explore only at progressive.com. We'll take another timeout, CT Betts, our final timeout of the show. And you know who's coming up next.
K-Dubs, Kenny White, the best in the biz, the winner.
You get all tingly inside when we
Love
talk
K-W.
About him. Kenny White, the best in the business. I mean, when you're a gambling guy and you're called the Wizard of Odds, you win. Hashtag, you win. He joins us next. You got to keep it right here. It is the Diehards. CT Betts, Chris Thurston, I'm Anthony Pepe, Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
All right, here we go. Progressive Guest Line one final time with the diehards. It's been on freaking fire tonight. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quotes at progressive.com today. He is a sports analyst, CEO at Sportsline, expert, CBS headquarters, the Wizard of Odds, friend of the show. It's KennyWhiteSports.com. He is the man, the myth, the legend, Kenny White. Welcome back to the diehards. Anthony and CT Betts in Boston. How are you, Kenny?
Pepe, thanks. Thanks for making me the CEO of Sportsline. I'm going to make them a call right now, see if I can get a little better salary than what they're giving me now.
You know, you should be. You should be the CEO of gambling, my friend.
Well, thanks, guys. I hope you guys had a good weekend. It was one of my better weekends of the year for, boy, playoff games. It was amazing. Everything just went true to form. The only thing I lost was the Green Bay-San Francisco game over. They just could not score in that game.
Hey, talk about this weekend. Everyone's talking about how great it was of a weekend. You did well. It's such a hard weekend to handicap, or is it not? I mean, you said you did well, but you've been doing this a long time. To me, it's like when you get to this late in the season, and even now later on down the line, and CT Betts can ask you about the AFC and the NFC championship games, which is hard to handicap. How hard was it to handicap these games?
Yeah, well, you know, every year is a little different, but it's still this time of year is going to be the best for the sports books because they're getting a tremendous amount of volume. You're going to get to the right line, and, you know, it's tough to beat it this time of year. So that's why I'm extremely happy when I have a big weekend like that. So I easily could have lost. I had big overs on both games on Sunday and easily could have lost both. They both could have gone under, and yet they went flying over. You know, there was just a point in each game where the scoring could have stopped, and that would have been it. And it was just amazing, though, to get some gigantic plays, play after play after play, in both those games. So, you know, it just, you know, goes your way sometimes, doesn't the other times. That's why I say, hey, you get bad breaks, they normally even out in the long run.
Kenny, with the final two games and then the Super Bowl, with the football season winding down, does that mean you plunge a little bit more on hoops, NCAA and NBA and hockey as well when the NFL season winds down? Is it safe to say you're gambling more on the other stuff?
I still try to stick to my strength, and that's college basketball. So I'll stick to that. And then I'm you know, starting to put together the 2022 college football guide. So
of course you are.
I'm working on all the college football information now,
which is the best magazine going.
So how long does that take you? By the way, we talked about this before. You talk about the 2022 college football. How long does that take you to put that together?
It takes about I'd say about 4 months.
It's crazy.
4 solid months to put it all together. Yeah.
Crazy like the glue, CT Betts.
And that's the best investment you can make.
Agreed.
As a sports gambler for college football. So
we have me here at the Pepe compound. I actually sleep with one under my pillow when it comes out. It is the best.
I had like four of them. One in my laptop bag, one by my dresser, one in my car.
You have one in your car, so when you hit traffic 100%. In Boston, you can like pull it out and just be like, I'm reading Kenny White's book.
So if you're a gambler and you're listening to our show, you didn't have Kenny White's magazine last year, make sure you pick that up this year. We're going to get to the NFL games this weekend, Kenny, but there is a good hoops game that I wanted to touch upon that goes late night tonight, 11 o'clock Eastern, because obviously, you know, there's three games left in the NFL season, as sad as it sounds, but college hoops is just ramping up here. Arizona at UCLA, it looks like it's about 2.5 across. I'm seeing a couple threes, maybe. Arizona's laying on the road here. I was wondering if you had an opinion on this one, K-Dubs.
I play UCLA, by the way.
I'm leaning to Arizona here. Revenge factor.
Crap.
They lost both games last year. But the one problem is Ulis Tabellis, their fine forward, is worth 3.5 points. And he's got an ankle injury. He's questionable for this game. He missed the last one. So I can't bet it without him in the lineup. If he plays, I'm laying the 2.5. I did go over, though. I mean, his total's come down now, 149.5. Both these teams extremely solid offensively. And Arizona, number one in tempo. They get up and down faster than anybody. So I think it goes over the total here.
All right, well, let's get into championship weekend here, Kenny. Kicking things off, the AFC Championship, 3 o'clock Eastern on Sunday.
Kenny, when I was doing my prep work for this show, the total on this game was 53.5. I'm looking at my odds screen right now. Looks like it's ticked up to 55.
How much prep work do you do, by the way? Like, how many? I mean, he works 4 months on his prep work. How much prep work do you do?
Enough to get by, Pep. How's that? Kenny,
yeah, if it takes me 4 months to do prep work on this game, though, it'll be over with, right?
Yeah, exactly. Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City is giving 7, and the total sits at 54.5, 55, I'm seeing right now with the Westgate. What are you thinking here for the AFC Championship, Kenny?
Give me the Chiefs here. They're just playing such good football. They have the experience. They're playing at home. They have a little bit of a revenge factor. Cincinnati beat them 34-31. I'm not going to add that in because it was a game on the road, was on their home field. But still, that's a little chip under your shoulder and say, hey, you know, these guys beat us. We better be ready to play. And I think they get that revenge. They beat the best team they could in Buffalo, and I think they run it up here. Their defense is a little better than what we saw last week. Over the last 14 weeks, that defense had only allowed a median number of 14 points per game, and I think they're better than Cincinnati's. Plus, Joe Burrow's been tremendous, but 9 sacks. The Kansas City Chiefs will get to him, and they will put pressure on him. So I think it's a much more difficult game. Tennessee was a fraud number one.
Yes.
And then bringing Derrick Henry back in a step slow kind of hurt that football team a little bit, bringing back your star player, because now he got so much attention and he took away from everything else that offense had been doing. So, yeah, I think that was kind of a fraud win. And Kansas City, they're well-deserving. I think they're the best team in football at home.
All right. KW on Kansas City, AFC Championship, Sunday, 3 o'clock Eastern. We will move
on. I'm putting the house
up. Pep loves it as well.
I'm putting the mortgage, the whole house up on Kansas City. I bought them down to 6.5. I already played a big play. I'm going to play another big play to get my biggest play of the year.
Oh,
I did it on Georgia. I'm doing it on Kansas City. They're whacking Cincinnati. Cincinnati's cute. Joe Burrow's cute. Ja'Marr Chase is cute. Mixon's cute. But I'm telling you right now, Kansas City's going to freaking roll. I'm not Kenny White. I'm not CT Betts. I'm the worst gambler in the history of mankind. But I'm telling you right now, I'm going to win on Sunday. Boom.
Well, I'll tell you what you got going for you. Kenny White's on the same side as you. You got that going for you.
I'm sending him chocolates.
Let's see what Kenny thinks on the NFC Championship game here. San Francisco goes into Los Angeles. NFC Championship, 6:30 Eastern on Sunday. It looks like the Rams have taken a little bit of money recently, Kenny, because it's gone to 3.5 everywhere, and total sits at 46.5. Where are you going with this one?
They have taken a little money, yeah. I thought this number may come down and settle at 3, because I think it's all going to come down to how many San Francisco 49er fans are in the stands. If they can get as many tickets as they think, the home field will be worth less. My number's 4.5 on the Rams with a full home, but I don't know if I can give them a full home or not.
Right.
They always say it's hard to beat a team 3 times in the same year, but it's done way more often than people think. But most of the time when it's done, it's the better team wins both in the regular season and then is at home in the playoff game. And that situation, the home team has won 17 out of the last 21. Only 4 times have these two teams have two teams. The team that won both games was the visitor, only 4 times. So, and it's such a small sample size, can't even use it. But I'll tell you one thing, getting information out of all of those games, the scoring was 5 points less than the total. So I'm shading to the under here. I think with the familiarity and playing a team 3 times, and recently they just played, I think that's advantage of the defense. And that 49er defense looked awfully good, even though it was in the cold weather. And the Rams defense stepped up, too, and shut down Tom Brady. So I'm going under the total here in the late game.
Under. Okay.
Quote, buy, and save on home insurance of Progressive's new Home Court Explorer, only at Progressive.com. The great Kenny White from KennyWhiteSports.com, professional handicapper gambler, is on the Progressive guest line with the diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Kenny, I'm curious. The L.A. Rams are home. Let's say they beat the San Francisco 49ers. They get to the big game, the Super Bowl. They're at home again. What does that mean for that home team in the Super Bowl from a line standpoint? How much value do the Rams have if they get to the Super Bowl being at home?
About a point. It's only going to be about a point in that
game. Oh, really? That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's
okay.
2 weeks to prepare for this. The fans will be about even.
Okay.
So there won't be any major advantage. So yeah, one point at the most for the Rams. That would make it a pick 'em game for me if the Rams are playing Kansas City, which
sure.
we know they're going to be.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a pick. a pick, and the total is going to be about 56.5.
So when you look at that, again, I was curious about that. When you look at a team like Kansas City who could score points, and you look at the Rams who could score points, is this going to be a big game that's high scoring? Because the last few Super Bowls have not been high scoring, right? So when you look at it, you go.
Right. They've been lower. Yeah, they've been lower. It's a Super Bowl. There's so much pressure in it. That's why all the wise guys are betting all these props under, because it's such a big game, and you know it is overinflated a little bit with the total, and there's you know teams play closer to the vest. I mean, when the Rams played New England, I thought that was going to be such a high scoring game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Sean McVay just did not have the experience of coaching in that football game, and he didn't have the right game plan to beat Bill Belichick. And that, these two teams though playing Kansas City and L.A. Both guys have been there now. They'll have the right game plans. There's a possibility we could finally get a high-scoring, you know, Super Bowl.
Kenny, I want to just touch upon what you kind of just said there on that Super Bowl, right? Sean McVay, to me, he's in my top five coaches in the league, and he was back then as well. I mean, anybody that takes Jared Goff to the Super Bowl, who has been, obviously, we saw, you know, Goff – He goes to the Super Bowl with the Rams, and now he's with the Lions. I mean, he's just been horrible, but I think that just shows how good McVay is, right? And now he comes out, McVay, on Sunday in the divisional round weekend versus Tom Brady. They get out to a 27-3 lead, right? Play almost a nearly perfect first half. And then he just starts puking on himself, and that timeout, I just don't understand that timeout, Kenny.
Terrible.
And that just shows to me that maybe he's not ready, and maybe he's not what I think he is in a coach. I like the Rams this weekend. They are my best bet. But is McVay going to be that guy? Is he going to be that guy that's there year in, year out, like Bill has been every single year, like Mike Tomlin has been every single year? Mike Tomlin never had a losing season with the Steelers. Is McVay going to be that long-term guy?
I don't know if he's going to be the Bill Belichick. That's pretty hard to do. But I do.
Sure.
I really like Sean McVay. He's in my top five for sure as well. And he's quality coach. He's going to make a mistake here and there, and he has. I've seen it. Like I said, I thought he made a big mistake in game planning for the Patriots, where he knew the pressure was coming up in the middle, and they never rolled Goff out one time.
Right.
And he was under pressure the entire game, and they couldn't do anything offensively against a fairly average defense. The Patriots defense wasn't great that season. So I think he's learned a lot, and that's what it's all about, experience. He's been there now. He has the experience of being there. So does Shanahan. So it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a really tough game. These guys are going to go head-to-head. There's two great coaches in that game.
Hey, everybody's talking about Tom Brady, whether or not he's going to retire, whether or not he's going to walk away. I don't believe he is. Having an MVP-type season, the numbers he put up, we know how old he is. They win 13 games in the regular season. With a lot of injuries, they're that close and coming back against the Rams and obviously not able to pull it off. He's not walking away. I think people are crazy. But when people talk about Tom Brady coming back, do you bet on stuff like that with the props that say Tom Brady is coming back or not? Do you do stuff like that, Kenny?
You're going to make a guess on that kind of stuff. I think he's come back. He had his most rushing yards since 2011, and he averaged his second highest yards per carry number in his career and the highest since 2005. And I watched him run a couple times. That guy doesn't run like a 44-year-old man. He runs like he's 28 or 29. He's in such great shape. I think he's definitely got one more year under his belt. I think he's coming back.
Kenny White from KennyWhiteSports.com. Keep up the good work, pal. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. Bless everybody this weekend. Let's get some winning tickets.
Thanks,
guys. There he is, the best in the business. And we say that to a lot of guests.
He really is.
He's the best in the business.
Not even close.
Wizard of Odds, Kenny White from KennyWhiteSports.com. Final timeout of the show. We'll come back, wrap things up. CT Betts will, again, tell you about his best bets. He's going to give that pick from UCLA, Arizona tonight. I know he wants to. He's asking everybody about it. I bet UCLA huge because I'm stupid. I want to know what CT Betts thinks coming up next. Keep it right here. It's the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
I love when I bet the Celtics.
Yeah, that was a nice little win.
They only won by 53. Go. So I've said on this program numerous times, CT Bet's, I will never bet on the Celtics ever again because every time I'm on the show, I bet on them, they lose.
Not
just won by 53 tonight. Boom.
Our good pal Mike Mateo told me at break that the biggest win in the NBA so far this season was 33 until tonight.
53-point win. That's so crazy.
I'll beat it by 20.
Poor Sacramento. Hey, man, your best bet of the weekend is the Rams?
Yeah, it's the Rams. I bet it -3 this morning pretty big. I think it's going to end up ticking down to 3 again to get it. But I think McVay will get it done, and it will be the Chiefs versus the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Now,
and,
what do you forget? We'll get to that next week.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight, this Arizona-UCLA game? What are you doing?
Honestly, I really haven't watched enough hoops to make a play on it.
You hate hoops.
I do lean.
You hate hoops.
I lean UCLA getting the points at home.
I just
think Julian made a really
good
point.
They played terrible last week, and they cost me money. I'm like, you know what? Arizona's playing out of their mind. It seems like the play.
It's the same Final Four team from last year. So it does seem Arizona's been running hot. So we'll see. I like UCLA plus the points.
Great job as always.
You as well, pal. Great to be back.
John Belmer running rock and roll control in Houston. You, my friend, are the best in the business. We'll do it all again tomorrow night. John Lyons will join me. Enjoy Pharrell on the bench next. Keep it right here. It is Sports Map Radio Network. Mm-hmm.